Now, next story takes us to Egypt, where tensions continue to run ahead of a very high ahead of a referendum on a new constitution. More than 50 students have been injured in a police crackdown. Some of the students are in critical condition. Now, the violence broke out in Asyut and Minya as police fired tear gas and birdshot to disperse anti-government students. On Saturday, the army-installed government said that it will confront the Muslim Brotherhood protesters with full force. It accused the group of trying to disrupt the referendum to be held later in January. Egypt has been the scene of almost daily protests since the country's first democratically elected president was ousted by the military last July. Protesters demand Mohamed Morsi's reinstatement. Well, we're going to cross over to Cairo, joined by Press TV's correspondent Mohamed Shalabi. Mohamed, good to have you with us. Mohamed, fill us in on what has been a very violent day.
Yes, Marzia, and it is so, ironic to say that, yes, this is a very violent day, but it's nothing compared to Friday, and it's nothing compared to last week, despite the fact that you have at least over 50 students injured, some of them in critical condition, as you mentioned, Marzia, at Asyut University in Upper Egypt. It's so ironic to say that. It's also so ironic to say that as far as the so-called legal crackdown against the pro-brotherhood or anti-coup or pro-Islamic stream camps, call it whatever you want, is also less than the previous days, although you have 31 protesters being sentenced for 6 months in jail, while you have the arrests among the ranks of those protesters, whether in street and university protests, as near the figure of 100. But again, this is a small compared to what happened in the previous day. I mean, previous 2 days. I mean, and the previous week, large. Friday was the deadliest day in Egypt, Marzia, in quite a while. It was the deadliest since October the 6th, when 50 protesters died, and that was the deadliest since thousands were killed and injured in the Rabaa and Nahda and Ramses incidents in mid-August, in what many observers and international human rights groups describe as the worst massacre against civilians in Egypt's history. And the fear is, the escalation of violence could persist as we get closer to key dates, the trial of Morsi. And also there is the retrial of the liberal youth activists, the 6th of April youth founders, and the hot speculation is now surfacing that they too will be facing espionage charges, just like the army deposed president and the Brotherhood, and not just, so the Brotherhood and the 6th of April youth movement, who are the major two partners from the Islamic and liberal or secular stream to lead the January 25th revolution that ousted longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak, are now in the same camps facing the same accusations. And who knows, the 6th of April could be labeled by the government as a so-called terrorist organization anytime. You also, of course, have the third anniversary of that revolution, the People's Revolution of 2011 that ousted Mubarak, and there are fears that the rival clashes could take place by the time between the supporters of Morsi and the supporters of General Sisi, the defense minister, who's seen by many as the de facto ruler of the country, because Sisi's supporters have called for large protests that day to try and pressure him to run for president in the according to the army-imposed roadmap that accompanied the overthrow of Morsi. The parliamentary elections were supposed to take place before the presidential ones, but it seems now that the army-appointed interim president, Councillor Adli Mansour, is tilting towards holding presidential elections first, and some observers here say in Egypt that the defense ministry and the military-backed interim government at large wants to control the situation and control parliamentary elections themselves, if indeed this succeeds. But finally, Marzia, even if the referendum passes, and it's more likely than not that that it will. Of course, the turnout will be key here, and I'm saying it will pass because the Brotherhood and their allies have called for a boycott. So you only have those who are going for a yes vote mostly. But the turnout, the number, the millions that will go out there will be the critical issue. The government is calling, and the panel of 50 that wrote the constitution is calling for 30 million. And I'm not sure we're going to see that, but the turnout will be very key. But the Brotherhood and their allies in the anti-coup camp at large, Marzia, have said that even if the referendum passes, they will continue to peacefully resist this what they call this coup. Of course, they've been labeled as terrorists, but they deny the charges. The Brotherhood, and they accuse the government in turn of and security apparatuses of being behind the recent terrorist operations in Egypt.
All right, Mohammed, we're out of time. I appreciate you giving us that update out of Egypt. Mohammed Shalabi out of Cairo.